our Reach Next Generation podcast. I'm Grace Jeffries, and I'm thinking about my future. To help me with this, I'm speaking with successful women to get an understanding of the challenges they have faced throughout their careers, how they overcame them, and what tips they have for girls of my age. Today my guest is Claire Bottle, who is the Chief Executive at the United Kingdom Warehouse Association. Thanks for joining me today, Claire. Can we start by you telling us all how your career took you to your current position?
Yes, of course. So it's lovely to be here, Grace, and thank you for having me on your podcast. I started out when I was at school very much enjoying maths and English, which is a strange combination, but I decided to study the history of art. I was very interested and fascinated by architecture in particular, and I had taken history of art as an A-level and really enjoyed it. So that's what I studied at university. But when I left university, really there are not so many job opportunities in history of art. I had some reasons for wanting to work 9 to 5. So I decided to just apply for jobs in the newspaper. And this was how it was done in the olden days. You know, I'm talking about the 1990s, well before you were born. We didn't have the internet, and you had to apply for jobs from the newspaper by typing a CV and sending it off in the post. And the first company that offered me a job was a transport company. It was called BRS, known as British Road Services. And I didn't really know very much about transport, although I later found out that I've actually got some ancestors. So I've got two great grandfathers who worked in logistics, but I didn't know that at the time. But it sounded interesting, and I went for the interview and got the job. And that's how I started out working in transport. And after a couple of years working in a clerical role for them, I got accepted onto their graduate management training program. And from then on, I won't tell you every detail of it, but basically I worked in operational logistics for about 25 years. So running fleets of lorries, organising warehousing, and working for quite a lot of big companies. So some big logistics companies like DHL, Tibbet and Britain, Kuhn and Nagel, and some big brands like Lafarge Cement and Coca-Cola. But last July, I got approached about an opportunity to do a different kind of job. And at first, I wasn't sure if it would be right for me because it's quite different. But it's definitely still very much a logistics job because you need to know the industry. And that's my current role. So nowadays, I have to talk to the government and talk to the media. And so I'm not as closely involved in operational logistics, but I find it very valuable to have that background and experience because it gives me credibility when I'm talking to people because I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And everybody enjoys that. You know, it's always nice to be asked things that you know about, isn't it?
Well, when you were at school, did you know what you wanted to do or be, or did that happen more later in life?
Well, when I was at school, I would say maybe around sort of the beginning of secondary school, I would say around the age of sort of 12 to 14, I always thought that I would be a writer because I really enjoyed, I think I mentioned at the beginning, English was one of my favourite subjects. I suppose perhaps a bit naively, I thought it would be a good idea to be a novelist. But in fact, what I've learned later in life is that there are lots and lots of jobs where you get the opportunity to write. And in fact, now, I sometimes write for the trade press, stories about what's going on in the world of logistics. So it's a slightly more journalistic style of writing rather than, you know, writing novels. But I think perhaps when I was at school, I wouldn't have known that this kind of job exists. So it makes sense that at that stage of my life, I was thinking, well, maybe I'll be a novelist. But I've ended up using the same skills, but in a different job I didn't know about in those days.
Yeah. Well, I know you went to Aston and also Manchester University. How important do you think it actually is to go to university, though?
That's a really interesting question, because one of the things that I value the most about warehousing in particular, is I would describe warehousing as an engine of social mobility. And what I mean by that is that there are quite a lot of entry-level jobs which are very accessible, even to people who are not particularly well-educated.
Yeah.
But although to the general public they might perceive those as being dead-end jobs, it couldn't be further from the truth. There are lots of people who are quite senior in logistics companies who started off in junior roles and have worked their way up. And in fact, something like half of all the managers and directors in logistics will probably retire in the next 5 to 10 years. So there are even more opportunities for people to make progress.
Well, obviously we have all been hit by COVID, with things just beginning to feel normal again. But how have you had to deal with the COVID-19 issues, both personally and professionally?
Wow, well, COVID-19, I didn't see it coming. People nowadays are saying, oh, perhaps we should have predicted it. And I think, you know, there's a famous video of Bill Gates talking about the idea of a pandemic well before it really happened, but I didn't predict it happening. And if you had asked me whether I could work from home, I would have said it was impossible. But I learned that if you have to, you can be more creative than you expect. So from a personal point of view, it was a challenge to have operational responsibilities. And then, of course, during the pandemic, I went through the application process of being interviewed for my new job. And that was quite strange as well, because all of the interviews that I did were virtual. So I would say, yes, it was challenging from that point of view. At the time when the pandemic first hit, I was working for Coca-Cola and I was responsible for warehousing. And it was quite different, the sorts of products that people wanted to buy compared to what we were expecting. So because all of the pubs closed, the type of Coca-Cola that goes in a post-mix machine, you know, the one that you can squirt into the glass in a pub, nobody wanted to buy that anymore because the pubs were closed. But lots of people were spending time at home and working from home, and they wanted caffeinated drinks. So they were still buying lots of our product, but the version that you buy in cans, and not the one that you buy in the pub. So we had to be quite agile at responding to that, and it was really challenging at the time.
Mm. Well, I know you are the Vice Chair for Women in Logistics UK. Can you tell me a little bit more about the work you do to support them?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to talk about that. So Women in Logistics is this kind of informal friendly group that was set up in 2008 by my friend Ruth Waring. And I've been involved right from the start and encouraged her to do it, you know, to found the organisation. And we have a sort of strap line where we say we want to connect, engage and inspire women. And one of the ways that we do that is to hold events where we encourage women who maybe haven't done public speaking before to take that on, and they learn that they've got something interesting to say and they've got the confidence to be able to say it. And another factor which we've learned is very important is that women's careers tend to thrive when they've got a mentor. So we help to arrange mentoring for women as well.
Well, talking about mentoring, have you had any mentors, or have there been anyone that you particularly admire?
Oh, there are so many people I admire. It's difficult for me to summarise that. I think one of the women who I admire the most is Michelle Obama. So I think she's an absolutely fantastic role model. I read her autobiography, Becoming, about 2 or 3 years ago when it came out. And I just thought she was she's very determined. She's very clever. She's very hardworking and very caring. And those are all characteristics that I really admire. And then in terms of, you know, closer to home, one of the things I found very valuable is that I have a professional membership of an organisation called the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport. And by being a member, and actually now I'm a fellow of the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, it's provided me with a really strong network of people who know more than I do in logistics. And a lot of those people have mentored me in different, fairly informal ways over the course of my career. So I think it's really important to have people you trust who are outside your organisation who you can talk to about what you're doing at work.
When we look at how now the world is changing so much and so quickly, what do you think Work for Women might look like in 10 years' time, or what do you hope Work for Women might look like in 10 years' time?
Well, the thing I hope for is for more equality.
Yeah.
I think that things are changing, but the pace of change is very slow, and I think it will be very disappointing if it's another 1,000 years before women achieve equal pay in the workplace and equal opportunities in the media and healthcare and government and business, because we seem to be discriminated against in all those fields. So I hope for equality, and I believe in equality, because a future in which we don't achieve it is too depressing for me to contemplate. And I'll tell you a little bit about what is going on in warehousing, because that's the area that I know best. So I think there will be more and more opportunities for women. Already during the course of my career so far, I've seen more and more women working in the warehousing field. And I think we'll also see some really interesting and exciting changes to do with the adoption of robotics. So warehouses are becoming more automated, and a lot of warehouse activities are carried out by robots. And I think that'll be really interesting. We'll see more digitization, by which I mean different and more innovative ways of using computers to make warehouses more effective. And I think we'll also see the warehouse becoming an important hub in a circular economy. And what I mean by that is, at the moment, if you buy something online and you return it, you're returning it to a warehouse, and warehouses process returns. But I think in future, we might see warehouses being responsible for more of that type of activity when it comes to recycling, upcycling, repairing and reusing goods. So I think all of those things will make it a really exciting place to work.
Yeah. Well, what first got you interested in warehousing?
Well, as I was describing, it wasn't something that I really kind of looked for when I was studying at school and at university. But after I had become a graduate management trainee, one of the first things that I had to do was I had to work the night shift supervising agency workers, so temps, who were offloading containers of tinned fish in a warehouse. And at the time, I thought, well, this doesn't sound all that inspiring. And to be honest with you, I'm sure you're imagining that it's going to have been a very boring experience. And I was so wrong. It was absolutely fascinating, because sometimes the wrong goods would turn up, or the goods would be damaged. Sometimes people, we didn't have enough people to do the work that was needed, or things would arrive late and we had to manage the labour. Once somebody was caught stealing and we had to work out what to do about that. Sometimes people turned up and they didn't have the right type of safety equipment, such as their high-vis jacket or their steel toe cap shoes. And we had to monitor all of that. And then, of course, we were always chasing a target for productivity to make sure that we were being cost effective in the way that we were carrying out the activities. So it was so much more interesting than I expected, and I've never looked back.
Well, I'm guessing that you quite like to be quite busy all the time.
Yeah, that's right. I think people who thrive in logistics are usually people who are good with numbers, who are good with teams of people, because it's quite a labour intensive sort of activity running a warehouse. Notwithstanding what I said about the robots, we still have lots and lots of people in warehousing. So you've got to be good with people. And I think you've also got to be a bit of a troubleshooter and quite logical in the way that you approach problems.
Yeah. So over lockdown, I know that many people had picked up loads of different hobbies and activities. What kept you interesting and busy during the lockdown period? Even if you were busy at home, what were some activities that you enjoyed doing out of your work?
Well, I really like walking, and I'm lucky to live in Leicestershire. A lot of the UK's warehousing is in the East Midlands, so it's a good place for me to live. But Leicestershire is also a really pretty part of the country. And so in common, I think, with quite a lot of people, I ended up going for a lot more local walks than I've ever done before. And I discovered the area where I live is even nicer than I thought it was.
Well, I've really enjoyed chatting with you today, Claire. Thank you so, so much. And I'm sure everyone listening will now be thinking about some of the choices they're about to make in their own careers. Keep listening to the Reach Next Generation podcasts as I talk to many more brilliant women. For more information about us, visit reachnextgeneration.com. And thank you to Levi Strauss, Ideal Standard, Sage PLC and Haynes Watts for their fantastic support.